From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
That's Jeff. Doug Reacher on producing.
What up?
We are here to ask the important questions. Mainly, is Stormy Daniels at all fuckable? Yes or no?
I don't know. I guess I've never really put that thought into it.
Now is one thing. But when Trump was fucking her in 2006, that would be another consideration. That's 17 years ago.
Stormy Daniels.
No. But like in 2006, how?
Some fucking hangers.
Oh, she does have some big dumb tits.
That are fake though.
Yeah.
I don't like fake tits.
And as fake as her personality, I bet.
Right. No, she's not. No. Not for me. Now, especially I know that she's had fucking Trump in her.
Put 2006 after that. Let's see if there are some pictures of her younger and see. Maybe the search was Stormy and Trump.
She kind of looks like Nicole Brown Simpson.
She does a little bit. I wish she had died the same way. Yeah, maybe.
Back then.
Back in 2006.
Maybe. And she was a...
I mean, you can badmouth the guy all you want, but you fucked him twice, stupid. Like,
Who, me?
No, not you, fucking half a retard.
Half? Hey, I am full on brain damaged.
The top half, am I right? I'm all retard from the waist down.
Exactly.
Cockhead bounces off my knee when I walk.
I'm all retard.
Show me a fucking...
I'm all retard.
Doesn't it just make sense that retards have huge cocks?
Of course we do.
Doesn't that just make
we
sense?
We don't know what to do with them.
Exactly. They can fucking helicopter Charlie Chaplin.
You stand there and just fucking wiggle it back and forth.
Fucking Wahlberg.
And then get bashed and run away.
Thanks for slipping over my joke, Lemon, you fucking asshole.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I got it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, get it? I got it.
All right, get fucked, you loud idiot. Holy shit.
Huh?
Yeah, 2006 maybe could have happened, but not now. Not now. Now she's a fucking disaster.
And she was fucking that.
She's fucking a lot of people,
that's
I bet.
That's true. Yeah, nah. I think I'd take a pass.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, nah.
Trump notwithstanding, I'm saying Trump's not the fucking reason you make that. I'm saying, nah, not so much.
Does no, she? It's, yeah.
She doesn't do it for me.
No. Nah. Nope.
Oh, last week's show, Weird Mouth Celebrities.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. You've had a week to think about that. Got any more to add to it?
I'd like to see some.
Get it?
No, I got it. Some mouse I'd like to see in action.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird or not.
Sasha Gray. I miss that mouth in action.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about some news?
Nudes? Nudes are popping?
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
A couple of Sundays ago, New York PD transit officers were alerted by NYC subway workers and found a cat tied up in a feathered boa.
A cat tied up in a boa.
Yes.
Okay.
Cats in a feathered boa, by the way. Now illegal in Tennessee and Indiana.
Didn't James Taylor write a song about that or something?
Bert,
hack. What? Cats in a feathered boa.
No, not you, me, no. Stupid. Cats. That doesn't like a bad James Taylor song. The folks, they may shut up, you fucking crooning asshole. Right, let's see. What else is going on over here? Taylor stinks. Although I will tell you that several weeks ago we talked about that Carole King BBC performance on YouTube. I can't recommend to you highly enough. He comes out and starts playing with her at one point.
Who?
James Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Who were we talking about?
I don't know.
Jeff, he's a shell. He's here. He's occupying a seat. He's making some noise into a microphone, but I don't know what's going on.
Just over here drooling.
Oh, let's go. Let's fuck.
A stolen truck taken from one side of town leads to a deadly shooting on another. San Antonio police said the truck's owner tracked down his truck almost 20 miles away. Then he took matters into his own hands.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Night team's John Paul Barone.
Yeah, buddy.
Right on.
I am.
Get
so
him, Bernie.
Far, yeah. Like Bernie gets.
Goddamn right. Get him, Bernie. Don't take no fucking shit from them kids on the subway. Right.
Crime scene tape wraps around the scene of a deadly confrontation.
Oh, shit.
That does.
That's what police say happened in this parking lot off Southeast Military and Goliad.
Who cares where it was?
The white truck you see back there, they stole it. Little did he know that it was tagged with the Apple AirTag.
Nick Solis with San Antonio Police says that AirTag is what led the owner to the truck several hours after it was stolen off Braesview on the city's north side, almost 20 miles from the shopping center. An eventual shooting.
They try to confront.
Got it? Guy's truck got stolen. Apple AirTag in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Guy tracks down his truck, murders the thief. I
fail to see a problem.
I say, set him free.
Yeah.
Saw in their vehicle. I don't know if an argument.
Spit it out, you fucking mushmouth cop idiot.
It happened. But
God. Damn it.
I don't know.
Can we prepare a written statement or something for these fucking...
During this time, he believes that a firearm may have been pulled by the suspect.
Police tell us the truck owner shot and killed a 30-year-old suspect, but...
Sounds like the gene pool was done a service.
Huh.
I say wow. Set him free.
Yeah. Guy was sitting behind the wheel of this man's stolen truck?
Yeah.
Failed to see the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Suspect had a gun or not. The crime scene shows multiple evidence markers covering bullet casings and two vehicles with windows shot out.
If you are to get your vehicle stolen, I know that it's frustrating, but please do not take matters into your own hands like this.
No, I say you do. I say you fucking push his body to the other side of the fucking cab when you drive away and call the wolf on the way home.
Winston Wolf, I solve problems.
Why am I the motherfucker on brain detail?
What about you, Lash LaRue? You think you could keep your spurs from jingling and jangling?
Shit.
Lash
LaRue. Lash LaRue. That's so Tarantino.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Now, the owner of the truck and the two family members he was with at the time of the shooting had to come down.
So that was your first mistake. Don't take witnesses.
Ah, fucking backup, man. Yeah, you say witnesses, no. I say backup.
No. Yeah, no. Your gun is your backup. Another fucking shit I'm dealt away with.
Yep.
Good.
You gotta turn it into the insurance, though, to get the windows fixed. So,
nah, you know you what? Know? Nah, you know what?
I think I'd pay for those myself.
You put some plastic over that. And what you do, though, and you got to be careful about it.
Do you?
But yeah, because if you show up to the junkyard in, you know, a week looking for a window for your, you know, this model of truck that they're looking for. Now, what you do, you put plastic over it for a year. Then you get the window replaced.
Oh.
Got to be smart about it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
There's ways you can fucking kill them. I mean, you know, I know there are cameras everywhere, but my son a few years ago goes, hey, for your birthday, how about if I get you a handgun? I'm like, that sounds awesome. Ever see that fucking handgun? No.
No?
No! My son's got it dialed in because he goes, I'm going to move to the smallest, whitest town I could possibly fucking find. And, you know, I got to tell you, the more time passes, I'm like, yeah, I don't know how I could disagree with that.
Didn't he date a black girl for a while years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did. He likes black girls. I like black girls, too. But, you know.
Yeah, I got inherited a handgun.
Is it like an older thing?
It's a little 22 pistol.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
22 pistol.
Guns are fun, man.
They are. Again, we've said this before. I don't care. Own guns. I do wish I had something a little bigger than that, like a 9 or something, you know. But I'm not an enthusiast. I don't want to go to the range and shoot them every weekend. I don't want to go once a month and shoot them. Because it's not my thing. But I understand that you have to. You want to practice a little bit. Yeah. You want to keep them in good working order. I understand.
Somebody crosses,
but I'm not an enthusiast.
Somebody crosses that threshold, you ought to have the training to put their fucking
lights up. No, I know. You know, that's
my whole thing.
Everybody wants to walk around and carry a fucking gun, and you have no idea until you're actually in a situation where you got to pull that and either shoot somebody with it or they've got one pulled on you too.
Yep.
And you shit your pants and freeze up.
I just hope. Know? Well, that's why you got to get trained, man. That's why you always hope you're the good guy.
But even then, you know. No, I mean, I wish it would work. I wish it could work. I don't think it works like everybody thinks it can.
Oh,
I know.
I'll keep a running tally for you starting from today.
Yeah?
I'll send you some stories. Yeah. Good guy with a gun saves the day.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. Sure. They do.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And when a shit-em dies, I don't, you know, some fucking scumbag thief or whatever, society is not hurt by that.
Nope.
Don't care. You can't persuade me, Rush Limbaugh. You can't persuade me to give a fuck if some shit-em thief, who gives a shit? Eh, you know what? Can't care.
You made that choice.
That's right. I don't even know where to go. We got stories here, and I have no fucking clue where to go.
You, Doug, have the night off?
This security video from March 19th shows a plant worker urinating in the Ascension Parish water supply.
Yes. All right, so we got one speaker. So I didn't know that was a thing, but so we got one speaker. Sorry about that, America.
Security video from March 19th shows a plant worker urinating in the Ascension Parish water.
Speaking of guns, can I go out and open fire on those fucking, that family next door? I have had it.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying. That's going to...
They haven't... Oh, they're sitting right out front of the fucking window, these mongrels.
That is not going to get any less annoying.
No.
As the summer...
No, I know.
Spring progresses and summer
yes,
comes
no,
on.
I know. As the Mexican hat dance becomes the new national anthem for my fucking neighborhood. Yeah, no, I know.
I hate people that can't control themselves and their children. Were you not taught any kind of respect or appreciation for other people's fucking things? This ain't your fucking yard.
I don't even think they're... I think they're up on the sidewalk running these relay races or whatever.
Fucking
but you know what? Here's
fucking retard.
Here's something that there's a project I'd fund.
Retard races. Oh yeah, you mentioned.
Me. Oh, I dare you to run, and then let me bet on it. Let's do it live on pay per view. I'll give you $50 for retard races, but you gotta like a DraftKings.
Yeah,
you gotta let me bet.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to bet, you know, are they going to stay in their lane all the way down to the fucking end? Like, are they going to...
There's so many things you could... Are they going to shit their pants before the 50-yard mark, you know?
Oh, retard races. Oh, what a great idea. Like, bum fights.
Retard Fight Club.
We're going to do an anniversary show this year. Should we play that? Should we play Retard Fight Club?
I don't know, man. Does it hold up in this fucking climate?
I've not listened to it in many years. Well, no, it's not going to hold up in this climate. Nothing we do holds up in
this
climate. This
show has not held up in this climate
since
2005.
No, are you crazy? No, are you nuts?
Episode fucking one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, as tempted as we are to shit on that first season, we still got, who was the broadcaster, the sexual harassment.
Pat O'Brien.
We still got Pat O'Brien first episode.
Yeah.
And we listened to that a few years ago. That's not that bad.
You know, fucking Mel Gibson tapes are good too. Those are fucking good.
That was the first. That was a 70 minute break. I mean, that was the first one we did. That was, you know, must have felt interminable to the listener. Here's something that just occurred to me.
Yes.
The kids are at least they're outside playing. They're not sitting inside staring at screens.
You give a fuck.
No, but we talk about it. Kids spend too much time inside. They don't.
They can't afford screens over there. What are you talking about?
Dude, this is America. Poor people have 70-inch TVs in this country.
That's true.
Poor people in this country can fucking afford stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Guatemala or some shit. You know, like... I mean,
go out and watch the coconut tree. Watch the apes fuck.
That's racist. Oh, did you
I
mean...
meant the real
oh,
real
oh,
apes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go watch the monkey fights.
It's racist.
What? I meant the real monkeys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, fucking Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, Davy Jones. And the other fat one. Mickey Dolenz.
I did not think you were going to go to the monkeys.
Hey, hey.
I did not think that was a thing that was going to happen. I don't know. When we were kids, we played outside all the time.
We did.
And now kids are staring. So at least they're out. So now, like, I've changed slightly on this. I mean, other than the noise is inconvenience during recording times. At least the kids are outside playing. You know, they're not staring at iPads or whatever.
They're out here casing your house.
Yeah.
They'll get that TV. Then they'll be inside staring at your screen.
My TV they can have. I got a 50-inch Sharp Aquos they can fucking have. The refresh rate on that TV is abominable. I want to get a 4K badly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of skipped casino trips you could have.
I will not sit here.
Listen to you, bad mouth.
I will not.
The Indian casino.
It is Indian, too, and I downloaded the Indian gaming law. Like, there's a, you know, there's a and I was kind of flipped. It is. It's really, I don't know how you can get anything built and opened with laws as extensive as, it's, yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're there in the casino, is that like sacred sovereign land? The fucking federales can't come in and touch only the fucking...
Oh, I don't
only
know.
The tribe cops?
I don't know the honest answer to that.
I don't know either. I know they have their own tribal police, that band.
Yes, yes.
And they have like a large...
Yeah, but
like
if
every one of those casinos that are in this area, there's a small police station.
Yeah, yeah.
Right nearby. Yeah. So yeah.
I have a suspicion if I walk in there and start asking those kinds of questions, though.
Yeah,
I will garner some special attention.
I'm sure you will. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to know how many police officers you have and the frequency of their visits, please.
Mm-hmm. I guess I want to make enough money where I can go, you know, and spend like $500 every 2 weeks instead of $300. I guess that's what I want to do.
I knew a guy that worked security up at the other original one, and you're not stupid. You know, there's security and people watching you. You have no idea.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Fucking watching
you. It's.
Yep.
I saw a picture somewhere of a bank of screens.
If you fart crossways, they're going to watch for a few minutes and see if that was an accident or the start of something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're watching you. They know exactly everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I am obsessed with the inner workings of that. I can't know enough about it.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Fucking incredible.
I want to know where you get the games from. I want to know what makes you change them out, when and why. I want to know, you know, how much they cost. Shipping and handling. I want to know everything I can know about that fucking place. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. The games themselves, the slot machines and stuff, come from different manufacturers.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're all governed by by the gaming commission of that state.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, that summer, you know, that I worked for that guy.
Yeah.
And we worked in some of those casinos. Man, some of these places I saw, you know, go from the ground up.
Yeah.
Get built from the ground up. And it is kind of cool when you're going there about once a week or so. And you go this week and there's girders, and you go this week and there's carpet, and you go this week and, you know, a little while later then the games start coming in and that place really starts fucking taking shape, man. It's kind of cool. That was a neat summer.
But I don't even want to know, just need to know, or just want to know what the money, I want to know what the electric bill is.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know number of bodies in the building. I want to know, I mean, I am obsessed with that industry.
They don't have a huge problem getting people to come to them. But they obviously do things because they have the giveaways, you know. You know, if you're a member, you have to be there, and they do a raffle, and you can win a car, you can win this, you can do all that. To be able to sit in, like you work there and you're higher up, sit in on those meetings and shit, and you know
I'm obsessed.
How else are we gonna squeeze the nickels out of these motherfuckers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reparations, baby.
I'd imagine it's like anything else, like working at a liquor store or, you know, a bakery, and you just see the sad, addicted people.
Once the curtain's pulled back, you mean?
Yeah. I bet you get a lot of
working
that.
At a bar, you got the same people that come in day in and day out.
Yep. And you see their addiction.
Yep.
You see how it's ruining their life, and you're feeding it.
You're feeding it.
If you're a person of conscience, sooner or later you have to go,
what am I doing?
Gee whiz. But man, I can't know enough about that business.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. Man. When we go, we don't usually stay that long. We're there we're probably there a couple hours. But next time, I was just thinking that it's been a month that we've been.
You go with me, we're going to put in a shift, baby. Come on, man.
I ain't got fucking wise money.
Oh, yeah.
You got all this TGO radio money.
You got Twinkie money? What do you mean you don't have wise money?
I said twink money.
Oh, well, that's a whole different thing.
When you spend it all on twinks.
I've said it before. If I was gay, I could get blown every day. I could fuck a different... If I was gay, I could fuck a different throat every day.
You fuck a different shithole every fucking night.
I don't even need that. I don't need your shit pipe. I'm not trying to have you wear a diaper when you're 38. But I'll fuck your mouth. I'll fuck your throat, sure.
Shit pipe. Okay.
That's what they don't tell you about. You know?
The diapers?
Nah, the fucking prolapse when you're 37. That's what they don't, because of all the ass fucking. That's what they don't tell you about.
I just, yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. I never cared for the ass as a sexual.
No.
It's just, no.
No.
I'll barely pay attention to your pussy. I mean, if it wasn't, you know, anything that, as a matter of course, smells that bad, I think I'll pass. This feet and an asshole, just ugh.
Yeah, feet. I've never understood the feet thing, man.
You can't dress that up enough for
nope.
me.
Nope. There's nothing. There is nothing you can do to a foot.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, but it smells like a foot.
You told that joke on the show, and I forget, was it last year? I forget what story we were doing. And it was, and you said that, and I remember editing that show, and I laughed hard at the recording, but I remember editing that show and just, you know, I threw my headphones off, and it was so funny. Yeah, this story's only one speaker, so let's.
This security video from March 19th shows a plant worker urinating in the Ascension Parish water supply.
Ascension Parish. This must be in New Orleans.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Louisiana somewhere, yeah.
There's 57-year-old Michael Maston of Baton Rouge.
57, dude.
Baton Rouge.
Officials wouldn't be informed of the incident until days later. Ascension Parish president said the contamination did not...
Look, I'm not defending this guy. But if this guy pissing in this water supply... Send your whole fucking cleaning system a fucking teeter and a tottering, then we need to have some examination of what's going on there.
Your cleaning system's not up to par.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
After many samples were taken and continue to meet safe drinking requirements.
Oh, okay. So there you go. They sampled it and now it's fine.
Fish fucking that water. Let it go.
Counts of contaminating water supply.
Why is it... Good thing I went through all the trouble to get a new laptop in here so they can fucking skip through every audio file I play. That's good news.
Damage to a critical infrastructure.
Every file.
Huh.
Video,
weird.
Audio, I can't get it to stop.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
And two counts of criminal damage to a critical infrastructure.
Yeah, come on, folks. What are we doing here? Come on.
I spoke with...
Come on, what's we doing here?
Okay, if you got to take a normal piss, you know, you've been sitting at your desk, you've been working,
I'm not defending the guy, but get up and walk to a bathroom, you savage.
Well, no, I get that too, but what are you getting? You getting a half a cup? A piss?
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
And you're dumping it into 50 million gallons
exactly.
of the city's water supply?
Right. Yeah.
Take a pill. Fucking relax.
I'm not saying I want the guy pissing, by
no,
the way.
I don't either.
But, yeah.
But fucking relax.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Every fucking food product you buy has an acceptable amount of rodent hair and bug parts in it. An acceptable amount. Relax. Ain't gonna fucking kill you. A little piss now and then. Piss off.
As far as I'm I don't know why that was funny. As far as I'm concerned, the more processed it is, the better. People get sick all the time from fucking Chipotle. No one ever gets sick from Chicken McNuggets.
Dude,
no one ever gets sick from McNuggets. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Dude, the first few times I ever ate Chipotle, I got fucking sick. Like, yeah. I had fucking diarrhea like a fucking root beer dispenser. Cramps. Fuck that place.
Your body didn't know how to handle something healthy for it.
And fuck you, too.
Your body was an open revolt.
Fuck you. And fuck you, too.
You missed, you dopey cocksucker.
Well, I owe a fucking bunch of them, so suck my ass.
I regret nothing. Yeah, shoot another one, you fucking... God damn, you shoot like Ray Charles, you blind.
Oh! Yeah? Who's now? Huh? Who's fucking laughing now? Huh? Funny man? You fucking try me, fatso.
Oh, you got some fucking nerve. Call a motherfucker fat.
I'll get up tomorrow,
you know,
and I'll take a walk down to the bank, and I'll come and pay you a visit, and I'll smash your fucking head wide open.
You know what's worse about this? Jeff will fucking leave, and I'm the one that's got to clean this shit up off the floor of the fucking studio.
Right.
Cocksucker. Oh, shit.
That funny, right, funny man? You've never watched Boondock Saints, have you?
No.
God damn, that movie's great.
I have not.
funny.
That they were outraged. However, one neighbor said he didn't believe that this was a fireable offense.
What is your reaction to the video?
I think it is.
I'm for it.
Said that they were outraged. However, one neighbor...
Can we do a story that doesn't have the word outrage in it somewhere?
And local residents said they were mildly irritated but wanted to go back to eating their dinner.
Leave me alone, parasite.
Declined to interview,
don't you
but
have
for
a
the
fucking
most
tornado to watch or something.
There's a parking garage in our town. I should say in my town.
Yeah.
That is falling apart.
Falling down around.
Chunks of concrete cascading to the sidewalk. I tried to drive through downtown. They got the street closed. I go, what happened downtown? He goes,
Oh, shit. The fuck
I
was that?
I have no idea, Doug.
I thought it was the feds landing on the roof.
It's fucking Luftwaffe. Doug, comment. What's going on? Reach around. Holy shit. The hell was that?
Doug reached around, couldn't be reached for comment.
What the hell was that shit? When you were sound engineers, you sang like birds.
The Camp Town Ladies.
When you were sound engineers. When you was podcast producers, you produced like birds.
Don't know that one, huh? You know, a real podcast. Not dancing around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
You know, a real podcast. One without Nerf guns.
Actual listeners.
One with production standards. I will say this. This is a really good sounding podcast when my furnace isn't running. Fuck this dumb show. When you as podcast producers, you sang like birds.
Dude, towards the end of June 28th, somewhere right around in there.
This year?
Of this year.
Uh-huh.
10 more years and I can get out.
Jeff, that's beautiful, man.
Ten fucking years.
I'm going to tell you this.
And I can go.
I will fucking hump.
That's new. I've never.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Jesus. You know what we need is four more fucking things to go wrong.
Sure.
The stuff sits here undisturbed all fucking week. I can hardly imagine what's causing that sound. I'll cut that out.
Yeah.
I'll just fucking put in the elevator hold music. You ever heard the elevator hold music? Yeah.
That lets you know we're insulting minorities.
Not always.
Not always.
Sometimes I use someone's name I shouldn't use and in a prolonged way where it doesn't make sense to just, you got to cut out a whole long stretch of fucking, you know, sometimes only when it makes sense editorially will I throw in the elevator noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Why are we even doing fucking news today? Fuck this. Let's talk for 20 more minutes to get the fuck
fucking
out of
news.
Here. Exactly. Fuck
right
the news.
On.
Let's talk
fuck
about
the
something
news.
Else. I didn't have faith in any of those fucking stories anyways.
Yeah, not a good news cycle.
No. It felt good last night when I was looking at stuff, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you were sitting on the toilet taking a shit. Everything feels, looks good, sounds good when you're fucking evacuating your bowels.
Is there anything better than taking a shit, though?
Nope.
Honestly.
Nope. Nothing better.
No, nothing.
A good fucking shit that you don't have to work for. It just fucking slides right out. Makes that nice splash sound into the bowl. Mm. Yeah.
I like to shit so hard that you feel the water come up and tickle your nuts.
Yeah?
Like you get drops of water on your fucking balls.
I wouldn't know my nuts are in the water already.
That's true. That's why I gotta stand up before I flush.
You hover over the bowl and drop it in there?
I remember going out with a girl up at the beach. And we kind of hung around on the beach for a while and, you know, whatever. So we went and had dinner. And you have to walk up a long series of stairs to get up to the street level, okay? From the beach to the street level.
Yep.
And we finished dinner and we're walking up and I barely got to the top of the stairs before I had to shit. I mean, it was instantaneous.
Yeah, well, that fucking walking up the stairs, man, got that shit moving.
I go, well.
This is where we part company.
Yeah, I'll be
lady.
Right back. Well, we had that girl in particular, because I was a little bit older when we met. But I had to factor in the time for the post-meal shit. So we're going to go here, then we're going to eat, then we're going to go here. So I had to go, okay, so we'll be... We'll be done eating by this time. I'll have to stop at home and shit on our way to the next thing because it's that fast.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I know. I can't account for it.
Fucking ape.
Remember the idea I had for a news update segment we could do randomly?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. No. Yeah. You know what that is? That's me overthinking the podcast.
Ah.
Nobody listens to this show gives a fuck about that stuff. I was overthinking it.
Okay.
So I killed the idea.
Huh. I thought this was a democracy. I don't get a vote. With Doug breaking the tie every time.
I guess it would mean more if you ever did any show prep or anything.
Hey, I brought you Heil Honey, I'm Home. Oh, I'm done for the year.
Jeff, we'll...
I'm done.
That's what Jeff told me back in 2013. He's been done ever since.
Brought you a show.
Jeff, here's how rarely Jeff sends me stuff for the show. He sent me a text that says, I've got a video store for us, and I didn't know what he meant.
What the fuck did you think I meant?
I did. That's just you it.
Then, idiot.
I was in bed last night, and I go, oh, for the show.
Oh. Fucking dullard.
I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. Taco Bell customer. Now, okay, here's two stories we'll do.
Okay.
Taco Bell customer damages drive-thru threatens to shoot employees when told he couldn't order a breakfast burrito.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito ain't that good. Not a Taco Bell.
I'm not going to lie to you. They got like a crunch wrap.
Oh, yeah, the crunch wrap's good.
Crunch wraps are good.
Yeah, I know. It's... Yeah.
Facing being fat or the alternative, which is not eating Krispy Kremes and crunch and breakfast crunch wraps. I mean, you know, that's a tough.
Yeah, I'm really trying hard to avoid that shit. I really don't want to be fat anymore.
I know, buddy.
I really don't. But I'm not going to fucking deprive myself of that because when you.
That's just it.
When you try. Again, I have to learn to eat like a 52-year-old man. A 12-year-old kid. Have half a donut.
What does a 52-year-old man eat like?
I don't know. Buddy, fucking buddy, bagels and lox? I don't fucking know.
I killed, and when I say killed, to watch it die, 6 Krispy Kremes the other night.
Jesus Christ.
And a glass of milk.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a merciless killing. I murdered these 6 donuts. It was
fucking amazing, too, wasn't it?
Jeff...
All the same or different varieties?
No, it was all glazed donuts. I murdered 6 to watch them die like Johnny Cash.
Just to watch them die.
I mean.
Yeah.
Top that.
They went quietly, right? They knew their fate.
Top that.
Yeah.
Tell me the better thing. Pussy?
Box of Swiss cake rolls?
I've had pussy. This is where I am
soup
right
kitchen
now.
Pussy?
Listen to you just in last week's show. I've had, you know.
Like, yeah, last week's.
Where I'm at now, 6 Krispy Kreme donuts, man.
Yeah?
That's where I'm at.
Boy, that's a lot. That's a lot of donuts, man.
Yeah.
How did your gut feel about an hour after that?
Oh, you mean,
fucking fried food, especially donuts, man, they'll tear me the fuck up. You talk about shit through a goose.
Yes. You mean
if I ate 6 Krispy Kremes and backed that up with some fucking Long Johns? Oh God, the smell.
Do you mean an hour and a half later?
When I was
sitting on the bowl and my asshole was making noise like a Sousa march?
Like a Sousa march. Oh. Six Krispy Kreme.
Buddy.
And a fucking three-piece from Long John's.
Oh. Three-piece what? Chicken or fish?
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. It really doesn't matter.
I like that they pretend that they keep everything in different fryers.
Right, yeah.
Motherfucker, stop it.
They're just grabbing shit, frozen shit out of a box, chucking it in a deep exactly. fryer. Some of them they take and roll up into balls and call them hush puppies.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll kill a motherfucker over some hush puppies. Oh, yeah.
And that crispy, the crinkle fucking shit that's all the dredges from the bottom of the deep fryer.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Pure oil and flour.
Just
batter and fucking oil.
Yep.
And batter and oil sounds like the last orgy I went to.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't eat 6 Krispy Kremes, you fatso. Don't do that. No wonder you need a fucking sleep apnea machine. God. You're fucking bitching about the noise coming from the neighbors. I bet they hear your fat ass snoring all night. But they're too afraid to come over because they don't know what the fuck it is. They probably think you got a live wild animal over here.
Every now and then.
You go knock. I'm not knocking. Fuck that.
Every now and then Sophie comes in and meows at me loudly to make sure I'm still alive.
That's true, by the way she does that. I don't give a fuck. I will crush six Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh. By the way, half a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, $7.50.
What?
Yeah,
of just the glaze?
It's crazy. Yeah.
$7.50 for a half?
Yeah.
$15 for a dozen fucking donuts.
Yeah. I will never buy a dozen donuts from there again.
Their donuts aren't worth $15 to me. They're good, but they're not worth $15.
No, that's fair. That's a fair assessment.
They're
assessment.
Not worth $15. Neither is Dunkin' Donuts. You got to go to a good fucking neighborhood home bakery to get $15 donuts.
Tell me the food that is worth, like, let's narrow it down. The popularly available, like easily available popular food, okay? That is worth, to you, that is worth overpaying for.
Good barbecue.
That's a great answer.
Barbecue's expensive. The meat is expensive, and it's labor-intensive, yep. So it's going to be expensive, but you can fuck it
that's up. That's a great answer.
Yeah, and people still want to charge you if they don't know what they're doing. And that I love to go get barbecue, but I'm always very hesitant about going to a new place because if it's bad, I'm going to be really fucking mad.
I feel like...
Because I just spent a lot of money for shit.
I feel like if you have cheap barbecue, people shouldn't eat there.
Yeah, if you're selling, you know, if you walk into a place and go, geez, they got barbecue and it's really cheap, don't.
Don't eat it.
Don't. Yeah. Don't go for that. That's, you know, you're getting a fucking McRib, which... You
know, I've never had one, though.
I remember I can eat a McRib.
I remember in the old days, my dad loved, like, way back, way, way back, my dad loved them.
Well, that's one of Stasha's favorites, too, man.
Is that right?
Yeah, he loves that McRib. Yeah.
He's probably in a bunker somewhere right now.
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't talked to him for a few years.
He's I haven't talked to him in many years. But, yeah, no, and, you know, barbecue chicken is pretty easy to do. You can get away with doing that poorly and still make it be okay. But you go for a brisket, you go for that pulled pork, you know. I mean, fucking brisket's outrageous to buy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off learning how to do it yourself.
I don't buy a lot of barbecue, but I don't know that I can top that answer. That's a great answer.
Pizza. But I like pizza so much, and I say pizza, I like that combination of dough, sauce, cheese, and toppings so much that I can eat a frozen Totino's pizza and be happy because it's pizza. So,
You know that deep dish pizza is a casserole, right? People still call that pizza, but it's a casserole.
Like that Chicago-style shit? It's good.
Yeah.
Fuck, is that good?
I got an impression for it. Here it is. Deep dish pizza! That's how those fucking cunts in Chicago sound. Shut up.
Deep dish pizza.
Shut up. That's a garbage city. God, yeah. I fucking hate Chicago so much.
Yeah, barbecue.
Given the amount of joy I got out of those six donuts, I didn't feel that $7.50 was over. Like, I know intellectually it's too much, but I didn't feel like it was.
Did you pour that glass of milk out of a gallon jug?
Yeah.
Then that was $10 worth of shit right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was actually more than $10 because milk's, what, $3.50 a gallon or so? Three?
Yeah, depending on where you get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you $10. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't like going out for breakfast much anymore.
Really?
No, I take that back. I love going out for breakfast. Going out for breakfast is great.
Here comes, ladies and gentlemen at home, you're here for a rare treat. You are about to hear the oldest thing Jeff Durant has ever said. He's 52. He's about to utter a statement that makes him sound like he's 84. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
I don't think I'm going to say anything.
Oh,
now.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, you used to be able to go out and get breakfast for a hell of a lot cheaper than lunch and dinner, and now it's the same fucking price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breakfast is outrageous.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Nothing's changed about breakfast. It's eggs. You're saying
there's been no revolutionary.
Not at the places you know. No. You're not going to a fucking three Michelin star restaurant in Indianapolis to get fucking Crepe Suzette.
I'm sorry. A bird just flew by this window. It was like Rodan. It was the size of a Buick, that fucking bird.
It's one of those,
holy shit.
It's one of those shit kids next door jumping off your roof.
I fucking saw it on the corner of my eye, and it took up half the window pane flying by. Holy shit. You saw that, right?
I did, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
But I've seen birds, so I wasn't, you know. But whatever, Chan.
Well, you know what? This
you
is what we
you.
Have in common. Today was the first damn I've ever seen one. So we have.
You know, birds aren't real, right?
No, yeah, no, I know. It was a plant by the Reagan administration.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, I know. They got rid of all the real aware. Birds. Yes, yep. No, I did know that. Yeah.
Those are government spies.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got the bird feeder out. It's
you
already
see
out.
Finally, did you see they put together a team to finally send people to the moon?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. 70 years ago or 60 years ago, whatever it was. Oh, to finally send me.
Hang on a second. It'll get to him.
I'm very sleepy.
I know.
Also, watch that Apollo 11 documentary. It's about 75 minutes. It's really, really good. It's
the
all
Apollo 11 documentary?
Yeah, yeah, it's all found footage. It's very, very good. Trip to the moon.
Is this a joke?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. No, it's
all found footage. You made it sound like it was the Blair Witch Project or something.
No, but like, you know, like film you don't normally see. Like it was all from different, you know, formats and, you know, 45 millimeter.
Oh,
blah,
is
blah,
it
blah,
the,
blah, blah.
Is it the Stanley Kubrick re-edit?
Yes. Yes, it is. Eerily, you know, because when that movie came out, no one had seen Earth from space. And so it was eerily right on.
68?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or I was, you know, 69 before.
Nah. Well, okay. So when that movie was being made.
It preceded the moon landing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we had satellites. We'd seen the Earth from space, hadn't we?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know the honest answer to that.
Maybe not while they were making it, during production.
I don't know.
I mean, when was that movie released?
68 or 69.
So we got to the moon, what, June of 69?
By the way, I own a copy of 2001, and it's unwatchable.
I liked about the first half of that movie, and then the end just fucking goes so far off the rails.
So I don't know why I own it, but it's unwatchable.
Yeah.
I watched The Shining 10 times before I watched 2001 once.
Yeah. Yeah,
I watched 2010 before I watched 2001.
2010 is not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
Yep.
And I own that movie too. But 2000, which I bought it.
Was 2010 Kubrick as well?
No,
he didn't. No, he
years
didn't
after. No,
right? Yeah. Mm-mm. I remember when that came out.
I do too. That was also who was in that? Roy Scheider. Who else?
I believe
was in that?
So. Yes. Because they go to Jupiter to find the
right. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was also based on a book by Arthur C. Clarke.
Okay.
2010. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too long-winded, and the ending just gets so fucking weird, man.
Yeah. And I guess I've lost patience entirely with that kind of filmmaking. Everything Everywhere All at Once is trash. It's a garbage movie.
Yeah.
No one loves that movie. They feel like they have to.
Like, yeah, exactly. Feel like they
but
have
you
to.
Cannot. And I don't know if 30-year-old me, 35-year-old me would have reacted differently to it. Yeah. I can tell you, 49-year-old Brian, that movie is garbage.
I remember wanting to see that 2010 when it came out, like on video.
Mm.
I know I didn't see it in a theater, but we rented it on video.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I watched 2001, believe it or not, on a video disc in that video disc player that we
Ooh.
Had before, so I could see that.
Was that more than one disc? It's a super long movie.
Those actually had pretty good capacity, but I think
Were they two-sided, Jeff?
They were two-sided.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you had to flip over every movie you watched. I got that out the other day.
Yeah.
and plugged it in.
How many discs do you still have?
Well, in the box, so it was in the original box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's strong.
And there were only a few video discs in there, but I think my mother had a cedar chest that's also down in the basement that's got a bunch of stuff piled up on it. I didn't get in there, but I think there's more, because I know we had a lot more discs than that. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh.
It turns on, but there's a disc in there, and it wants to eject it, but I can't get it to do anything.
You have to open it up.
And I can't find the sleeve for that disc, so, yeah. But what's supposed to happen, there's a door, a hinged door on the front of that when you hit the button to take a disc out or, you know, to flip it over or whatever, that door is supposed to completely open.
Yeah.
And it's only going like this far. So I think I'm going to have to take it apart. But, it turns on. You know, I'd love to get that motherfucker working.
There was 5 years ago, for about 25 minutes, there was a enthusiast hobby thing for that going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quality was, those were, so the laser disc, the RCA laser disc that we have, that's not like a giant CD. It's an actual vinyl fucking record, a shiny, polished vinyl record.
That's how I remember them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching those at your house vividly.
In fact, I think I've got a couple. I had, like I said, I don't know why they would have gone anywhere. They got to be somewhere in the basement, but I think I have a couple of Duran Duran video discs.
I remember, now that you say that.
Or at least one.
I remember you had a 12-inch
picture disc
of the remix.
Oh, yes.
For the Reflex.
Yep.
Yeah. I listened to that a lot in 7th or 8th grade or whatever. Oh, yeah. Like Rob, my neighbor would come over.
Yeah.
And I'd have it on. And finally he goes, what are we doing with this every day with this fucking thing? Yeah.
Oh, man, I was big into them.
The closest I ever came to hitting a woman was, and I'll say the name, but I got to bleep it, was.
Oh, yeah.
And we were leaving a movie one time, and she goes, Duran Duran was like the Backstreet Boys of the 80s. That's the closest I ever.
Clocked that bitch.
That's the closest I ever came to hitting a woman. I was like, that is not true. You cannot say
that. If
that
were the case,
that.
They wouldn't still be making records to this very
you
fucking
cannot
day.
Cannot say that.
And very successfully touring. So.
You can't know anything about music and say something like that. Yeah. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. Yes, they were pretty
boys.
No,
I'm telling the truth. No, that's my brother, Crazy Talk. Simpsons. Oh, well. All right, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, to hell with this nonsense. I sat down with great plans that we were going to have news stories, and, you know, we were going to have to find a second episode to have something to talk about. Hey, you know what? Yeah. Just fucking babbling. That's it.
It's it. It's over, Johnny.
It is over, Johnny. And if you're still listening by this fucking point, thanks for listening.
Yeah, why?
And we'll see. Attaboy, Jeff. That's it. Way to reward the consumers. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?